Ready for sunshine culture and new stories? Sun Express Airlines takes you nonstop from London Stansted to Turkey. From the Turkish Riviera's turquoise coast to the heart of Anatolia, your next getaway awaits in Antalya, Izmir, Cappadocia, Adana, or Gaziantep. Book now from just £59.99 and let Turkiye welcome you.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We like all the gossip. We like all the dirt, all the juice. And then we take some of your messages and turn around and read them on the air, and you guys can sound off about some of the dilemmas going on. CJ sent this on my Instagrams, and she said, I need a ruling on something. One of my coworkers, let's call her Psycho Idiot.
Okay, that's a little.
Wow.
Has
been coming in all decked out in Coachella gear, like she just crawled out of the desert. She said she's got a hoodie and a tote bag and sunglasses and a water bottle, the entire vibe. Except, this idiot didn't go to Coachella. She goes, her daughter went. Her daughter brought back all the merch. Okay. And now she put Tina, which is fantastic. And now Tina is walking around the office like she personally locked eyes with Justin Bieber. She keeps casually dropping things like, quote, ugh, Coachella was so crowded this year. So many people. People were like peeing on the ground. The vibe at Coachella this year was insane. And she goes, and I'm just sitting here like, let's relax, queen. It's not even the merch itself, it's the attitude. Wear the hoodie, fine, cute, whatever. But don't act like you survived 9 hours in the desert, paid $14 for water, and slept in your Kia all weekend. She goes, be please. Where do you guys stand on this? Is it harmless or is it low-key weird to rep an event you didn't actually go to? And more importantly, do I call her out or just let her live her Coachella fantasy era? I love you all. She ends by saying, Jer, I've been listening to you since 04, and that's real, not fake. And she wrote XOXOXO, and that is from CJ. Thank you, CJ. Very kind of you to write in. So again, the phone line's open if you guys want to sound off about the Coachella merch that's being rocked at the office, even though she didn't go. Or we're going to go a little deeper into this and say, like, any concert merch. So 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Now, Katie knew we were going to be talking about this today, and I see what you have on.
I literally wore my Justin Bieber Coachella shirt today.
Like, there it is!
This shirt is from 2026 Coachella. Like, yeah. My daughter went to Coachella and bought me this t-shirt. That being said, it was also my birthday, and we were supposed to go to this together, and I wasn't able to go, so she brought it back for me because of all that. So I feel like I have every right to rock this t-shirt and walk around this building like I know what happened when he went up there and played everything from YouTube. Like, like I was like, it was so dusty.
It was so packed this year. Like, it was like I slept on the ground.
You can barely move.
I'm kind of with CJ. I think it's silly to be rocking concert merch when you didn't actually go to the concert.
I don't.
See, Katie, I'm rocking the one that I went to.
Josh
went
has one
to
on
it.
Too.
Yes.
I went to this one.
You
well,
went to that.
And no lie, I put my Pearl Jam t-shirt on today because I knew we were going to be talking about this. But again, huge Pearl Jam fan and been to their concert.
You've
you
seen
have.
Them.
And you know what the funny thing is I didn't even buy this at the concert. Like, this is a Target shirt.
Oh.
But I've been to a Pearl Jam concert, so I can say that I can rock the t-shirt.
Yeah.
If you weren't at Coachella, Katie, I don't know if I can. Can you take that off?
No, absolutely not. I'm wearing this. I'm going to wear it tomorrow, too. I'm going to wash it and wear it. This is the second time I've worn it this week already. I will wear it again. I think it's fine. Again, my kiddo went,
poser.
And not only that, but it was my birthday. Like, I just feel like there's so many things tied into that where it's okay. I can have a pass to wear a Coachella shirt today.
I don't know.
Yes!
I think it's up there,
it's
too,
fine.
With, like, people who come rolling in with, like, Boulder shirts on
and
stuff.
They don't run?
And like, yeah, they don't. Obviously, you can look at it. Like, is that a triple XL? And they're like, oh, my wife got this for me at the marathon.
Like, you don't like that
you
either?
Don't, you can't wear the Boulder t-shirt then if you have not participated in it. You cannot do this.
I think it's okay. I do. I think if you're just supporting something, it's okay. Does that make you a poser?
It's like rocking the medal if you didn't finish the race.
And I'm a recovering poser, and I'll tell you guys about it next. But if you guys want to sound off about this, what are your thoughts on wearing shirts or any sort of product for events that you didn't go to?
Do you know, like, the kids in, like, middle school who wear, like, Rolling Stones t-shirts? That's where I feel like we can draw the line. Like, can you name one Rolling Stone?
Yes, name it.
They just like the logo, right, with the lips and everything and the tongue sticking out. So that's where I feel like if you don't listen to the band, you have no business wearing the shirt.
That's pretty solid, too.
If you just are supporting them and you want to say, hey, I heard this was a great tour. I heard Bieber killed it on that Coachella stage.
You just got to buy a normal Bieber.
Coachella stage, he killed it. So that's where... Yeah,
I got this from Coachella. No, you didn't.
He's actually selling merch right now. $250 for a hoodie that just says Coachella on it. Like, you don't even have to be there to get it. It just, his merch says Coachella, and it's $250 for a hoodie right now.
If I were you, I'd flip that t-shirt online right now and sell it. Make $400.
Shoot,
all day long.
It's my birthday present.
So what do you guys think? Can you wear t-shirts or merch from events that you have not been to? If you want to sound off, 303-691-1649. And I can preach to this because I'm a recovering poser. back in the day on my truck, I used to put stickers on there of like Colorado ski resorts because they had really neat stickers, you know? And it was like, oh, I'm repping Colorado. But I didn't ski. I didn't snowboard. So I was a total poser.
Such a poser.
Slap a big old Loveland sticker on there.
Yeah.
I'd never been.
Like
never
the
skied.
Elevation ones?
No, but you wouldn't rock. You wouldn't put the I Ski Loveland on your
car. No, he's
car.
Saying he did.
I did.
The I Ski Loveland?
I think that's what it said.
Okay. See, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. So, I had to have a talk with myself and said, Jer, don't be a poser. So I'm a recovering poser. All right, guys?
That is a poser move right there.
I peeled them all off.
You went to rehab?
I put a ski rack on top of it.
It's a poser rehab.
Poser rehab.
Hey, my name is Jer, and I'm a poser.
I like to pose.
Is your name even Jer?
Right. Actually, my name's Rod. How are you?
I'm a Jeremy poser.
Gina.
Hi, Gina.
Oh. Hi, good morning. I didn't hear that.
That's all right. Hi, Gina. Good morning. What are your thoughts on this?
I think she's totally overreacting. I'm with Katie. I think it could be comparing it to wearing your kid's college, shirt where they go. You didn't go there, but they go there. So you're wearing it because you're, a proud parent or to support it. So I think that she's totally overreacting.
I'm trying to think about that one. Because you are paying money to the college, so in a way you are associated with that college. You're paying the tuition. You're
not
repping.
If your kid got a scholarship.
Yeah, then you can't wear the shirt.
No?
Yeah.
Such a stickler this
Jeremy
morning.
Jeremy Logic, Gina. It's Jeremy. You got to listen to Jer Majesty, all right? Listen to Jer Majesty.
Oh, God.
If your kid gets a scholarship, you can't wear the shirt, but if you're paying for it, you can wear the shirt, all right?
I don't like that
logic.
Those
are the rules.
At all.
It's in the Bible, actually. It's in the Bible. Gina, you make a fun point this morning. Thank you for calling in.
Thanks. Have a good day. Bye.
You too, bye. Yeah, I'm trying to think about that.
I think that's a pass. I think that you brought that kid into existence, right?
The thing is, you've been to that college.
Yes.
Probably, too. You've been there.
That you've stayed up late night with that kid studying for exams, making sure you have a good SAT score. You've been there. You've been in it since the beginning. No.
Parent-teacher days at the college. Yeah. Like, you've been there.
Yeah.
You're exposed to the college. So, you know what? You can wear the shirt.
You can wear it.
You have been there. It's not like Coachella where you have not been there.
But, No.
Is it Julian?
Julene. Hi, Julene.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Well, we're super dupes. Are you getting fired up over this subject?
I am because it's so, so ridiculous.
Right?
No, this is real life.
No, I know this is real life, but it's like, listen to this. I did not go to Indiana University, but I am a huge Hoosiers fan. I didn't go to the National Championship Bank game, but I am rocking the sweatshirt from the National Championships.
Nope.
I have the Super Bowl sweatshirt from when the Broncos won the Super Bowl. Didn't go to that game either, but I'm going to wear it.
You can wear Broncos gear. You just can't have the one that says Super Bowl on it.
No.
Why?
Because
you weren't there. You weren't there.
I don't care.
Yeah, you still are so proud they made
I'm
it.
I'm judging
there,
you.
Right?
When I see you, I'm like, that lady.
I am supporting my team.
No. Yes.
When I look at you, I'm like, dang, that lady went to the Super Bowl. That's really neat. What an experience. And then I would meet you and talk to you and be like, no, I wasn't there.
Like, no.
Why are you wearing that shirt then, you goofball?
Yeah, no,
no even when
this is totally fine.
It's totally fine. When the Nuggets won the championship in 2023, we got those specific shirts, those championship shirts. So you're telling me the only people who get to wear those are the ones who were at that game where they won the championship?
I would say either that game or the parade.
Everybody else has to make a t-shirt quilt out of them or something?
Exactly.
No, you just give them back.
This is crazy talk.
You give them back is what you do. Like, don't waste the fabric. I want you to turn this into something else.
Absolute crazy
Earth Day was yesterday. Reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Your Majesty has spoken.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Julianne. No, he's wrong.
Thank you.
Right.
Have a good day. Thank
All
you
right,
for
bye.
Calling in and being wrong. Have a good day.
Oh, my gosh. You're so bad.
If anyone else wants to sound off about this, 303-691-1649, I might be able to squeeze in one or two more. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi.
Hey. So what are your thoughts on this?
Okay, I texted in, but I figured I'd call. I agree with Katie, but what I don't agree with is that she's flaunting that she went. She's talking about how crowded it was. If she didn't go, she shouldn't be talking about that, but I think she's okay to rep the merchandise that her daughter bought her. Same thing with Katie. It was a birthday gift. But if you didn't go, don't talk about that you went.
That's a good point.
That's a pretty solid
point.
I
like that. I like that. You can rep for your team or your, you know, event, but don't act like you were there if you weren't. Like,
yeah, exactly. I just don't, because you didn't go. You didn't experience it. Why are you lying about it?
Yes. She's a tool.
The
right?
whole you ain't got to lie to kick it. Right, Cynthia?
Her quotes about, oh, Coachella was so crowded this year. So many people.
Yeah, that's
you weren't
a little
even
much.
There.
That's
Tina?
What? And if you're going to say that it was crowded, just put into the fact that, like, my daughter said it was crowded. She went. Yeah, I didn't go. Yeah. I don't care if you're going to rep. Rep it. Cool. Great. I want to be Burchella shirt. I'm not going to pay $250 for it, but I want one.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not going to go around and say that I went.
Yeah. Katie, you should probably have a talk with your daughter about money management.
No, we shouldn't. Stop.
How much did she pay for that t-shirt?
But you're
That's
so
the
right.
bigger conversation.
Cynthia, no, you're right, because I am out there bragging about my kid going. Like, I can't stop telling everyone about how my kid went to Coachella this year. I think it's the neatest thing. But I've never once said that I was there, you know?
Absolutely. No, 100%. You're doing it right. And I agree with you 100%.
Wrap
it all you want.
That's all you. That's you made her day.
Yeah,
you made her day. Cynthia.
I'm raising the roof over here, Cynthia.
always here to make Katie's day.
Oh, you guys
thanks,
just
girl.
Became best friends.
Aww, besties.
Cynthia, thank you for calling. Yeah, thanks for listening.
Of course. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. And for all of you coming at me, Jer, what about all your Super Dupes merch for the morning show?
I know.
Good point.
But that's fine. That's fine. That's no different than me loving. Well, I've been to the Pearl Jam concert, but just let's say I haven't been to a Pearl Jam concert. I love their music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm buying their shirt to just represent them.
Okay.
So what's wrong with the Super Dupes merch? You're just representing the show that you love.
True. Well, you're not saying like Super Dupes at Biebercella. Like,
yeah,
you're
we
not
didn't
saying
have Super Dupercella.
Yeah. Yeah, we should, but yes,
right?
You're right.
Once
you're right.
we have the Super Dupercella concert series, you can't wear the t-shirts from that event unless you were there.
I agree.
That's
agree
how
that.
It works, see? Why are you looking at me like
that? I'm just still, there's a lot of rules
in my mind,
now.
It's all making sense.
There's so many rules about wearing shirts, and I just want to wear a Bieber shirt. Like, I just want to be, no shame in my Bieber game is all, you know? That's it.
It's a little tight. What size
no,
did she get
not.
You?
It's so big.